This is Chazara on the third perek, part two. Okay, so the Mishnah says we have a series of Mishnayos with basically the same scenario. Three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, one married to a Nachris. So the first Mishnah has that you have one brother who's married to a sister, one of the two sisters dies. Then the brother married to the Nachris does Yibam to that sister. So now he is married to one of the sisters and his own wife. And then he dies, so sister one falls to Yibam to the brother married to the other sister with his Nachris. So one is an Erev of Achasisha and the other one's Tzareso, so there's of course no Yibam and no Chalitza. If that brother did Maimer to the brother married to the Nachris, if he had done Maimer and not Yibam, so then there would be Chalitza and not Yibam to the Nachris. In other words, when he would die, there would be no, obviously there's no Yibam to the sister, because it's Achasisha, but even to the Tzara, it would only be Chalitza. It would need Chalitza, rather, because there was only Maimer. The Gemara makes a diuk that let's say nothing had been done. Just brother number one had died, and then brother number two married to the Nachris had died. So then it's mashma that the remaining brother could have done a full Yibam to the Nachris. So he said, you see from here, that this Mishnah must be holding Ein Zika. Because if you held Yesh Zika, so then, even though the brother who was married to the Nachris did nothing, but Zika would make him married to that sister, and then his wife, the Nachris, was a Tzaros Achos Isha B'Zika. And that is, that would be an Erev Alis to Rabbanan, and you wouldn't be able to do Yibam. So you see, it must be going according to the Mandamer Ein Zika. Okay. I'll just throw in one interesting point, I think. We had mentioned in the last, back on Daf Chav Zayin, that according to Ravashi, there's no such thing as a Tzaras Erva when it comes to Zika. He said it by Achaz Ukakoso, that it doesn't make a Tzaras Erva. So the Rishonim over there explained it doesn't mean that there's no Tzaras Erva at all. It means it doesn't make it that you call it a Chalitza Psula, but you're still Usher to do Yibam. So here too, you have a Erva Durabonin, but still, if you held Yesh Zika, you would not be able to do Yibam to the Tzara. So our Mishnah must be going like the Manda Amr that holds Ein Zika. Okay, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah says, same story as before, two brothers married to two sisters, one married to a Nachris. But in this case, the brother married to the Nachris dies first, and then one of the other brothers does Yibam to that Nachris, and then he dies. It's basically the same thing. So you have a sister and a Nachris that are Tzaros, so there's no Yibim, no Chalitza. But if one of them had done Maimer, so then there would be a Chalitza needed to the Nachris. Okay, so there's really basic, it's basically the same Mishnah. The Gemara says that there basically is no Chiddush. Just this the first Mishnah was a little bit more of a Chiddush. And it thought originally that wasn't mutter, but it changed its mind, and so they're both true. In other words, it doesn't matter whether the Nachris became attached later to the sister, or like the first Mishnah, where the sister joined the Nachris. In either case, it's called a Tzaras Erva. Third Mishnah is the case again: three brothers married to two sisters, two of them married to sisters, one married to a Nachris. Here we have brother number one dies, and the brother married to the Nachris does Yibum. And then brother number two's wife dies. So now there's no second sister. The brother who's still alive, his wife dies. And then brother number two, who had done Yibum to brother number one's sister, so then he dies. So you have the sister and Nachris that were married to brother number three. They are now falling to brother number two, who used to be married to the sister, but he is no longer married to the sister. So in that case, we say, since when she fell originally, it was Achas Isha, so she never becomes Mutter again. We then bring a Memra from Rabbi Yehuda Amarav that basically says this: any woman that can't, that calling Yavama Shaina Nikarba Yavama Yavava Labashas Nafila, it's like an Eshazach, Sheish Labanim. If she's not, you can't do Yibim Mishas Nefila, she becomes an Eshazach, and she is Aster forever. So why did Rav have to tell us that? Isn't that our Mishnah? The Gemara explains that Rav's chiddush is even if mid nefila she would become muteris. Here in the first nefila, before the brother did yibum, if she had become muteris, then that would have been not in our Mishnah that you would have gotten from Rav. Our Mishnah was talking about he did do yibum, so during the whole nefila she was aser. But if it mid nefila she had become aser, mutter rather, maybe that would be different. So Rav says no, it's not different. That's also called nasra. So the Gemara says we have a brisa that talks about where there are only two brothers, and still we say Nasra. So again, who needed Rav? Because that is the case where she was Muteris mid Nefila. And the Gemara answers, well, there she was Nidcha from the whole house. But in our case, she wasn't Nidcha from the whole house. So in the case where she wasn't Nidcha from the whole house, and she became Mutter B'Shas Nefila, maybe that would be different, Kamash Malon, not from Rav. The next Mishnah is, again, three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, one married to a Nachris. But here the first thing that happens is brother number one, married to a sister, divorces the wife, divorces the sister. Then brother number two dies, or number three dies, not the brother married to the Nachris, he dies. And brother number one does Yibum to her. So now brother number one is married only to the Nachris because he already divorced the sister. And then he dies. So the brother who is still married to one of the sisters, he could do yibum to the nachris because that's kulin shemesu or neskarshu. Once since the erva was divorced prior to the nefila liyibum, so therefore they're not tsar serva, and that brother could do yibum to the nachris. Okay, so the Gemara is medayik that what if the brother that had been married to the nachris had died, and then the divorce had happened. Then she would have been aser, because they were tzaros bezika. So that means that our Mishnah would hold yeshika, which would be a steer to the Mishnah, to two Mishnahs before, where we had made a diak, Rav Nachman made a diak that the Mishnah holds ein zika, can't be both. So each amora who made the diak of each Mishnah has to explain himself. So Rav Ashi, who makes the diak from our Mishnah, that it's only because it happened the way the Mishnah said it, but had the brother not done the divorce first, but had the brother married to the Nachris die first, then she wouldn't have been able to Yibim because it is Tzaros Bezika. She would have been a Tzaros Erva Bezika. Tzaros Achazisha Bezika. He has to say that our first Mishnah that said that if you did Maimer, so then you have to do Chalitza Smashim. If you didn't do Maimer, you could do Yibim. That's not a good deal, Rav Ashi will tell you. Of course you can't. Really, the Mishnah holds the Mishnah holds Yesh Zika, and it's just that the reason why it mentioned Maimer is Lafuki Beishame, because Beishame says Maimer is Kona, a Kenyan Gomer. So the Mishnah is telling you now that if you did Maimer, we don't hold like Beishame, it's not a Kenyan Gomer, and therefore you would need to do Chalitza. Rav Nachman made the Diak the other way. Nachman said that Mishnah, the first Mishnah on the page, was a diak that our Mishnah, our Tana holds Ein Zika. So the Mishnah over here, you have to say, that as you say that that's no diak, and what the Gemara, the Mishnah means to be medayik, that you should be medayik, is that if you did Yibum and then divorced her, then it's too late because they were already a Tzara Zarva. Meaning, if brother number one, if the third brother married to the Nachris, if he died first, and then that brother did Yibum to her, and then before he died, he divorced the Tzara, so then that would be too late, because we hold Nisun HaRishonim Apilim. And Nisun HaRishonim Apilim means, basically, since they were married at one point, that's what's Mapil Yibum, as far as the Isser Tzara Serva, and therefore, even though it was divorced before the guy died, still, you can't do Yibum. They're considered a Tzara Serva. That's pretty much where the super hardness of this parak ends. The next Mishnah and on, not as hard. Okay, Mishnah says, any erva that had a suffik kedushin or gerushin, the tzara will need chalitza. So a suffik kedushin is suffik karav lo, suffik karav lo. The kedushin was thrown and it's not clear if it landed karav lo or karav lo. Suffik gerushin is a get that is either handwritten by the husband with no edim, or it has one aid, or it has edim but has no date. So all those suffik gerushins are not like a suffik daraisis gerushins. They're all pasul. They're all Only lachachila, you can't do it that way. But yeah, but it works. Nonetheless, we call it a get puzzle because it's not done lachachila way. And we make chalitza need to be done because people call it a get puzzle. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, why is it only by Kiddushin we say Safik Karavla, Safik Karavla, and it isn't listed by the cases of a Safik divorce as well? So the Gemara says, if you have a Safik by the Gerushin, so she had a cheskes, the tzara had a cheskes hetilashuk, and Mamela, you're not going to ask her mi Safik. So that's why it's not a Safik that would require chalitza, because it's not true, it does not require chalitza. Why don't we do that as like a chumra? Because we see by Safik Kedushin, when she had a cheskes hetel yavam, right, we don't say, oh, just go with the chazak and she could do yibam. We say, no, she needs a chalitza. So the Gemara said, well, because by a Safik Kedushin, where you may or may not be married to the yavam, the erva, so we don't say she could do get married because as a chumra, it's a chumra. Even though really she has a cheskes heter liyavam, it's a chumra. She might be married to this. She might be a tzaras erva. So as a chumra, we make a do chalitza. So why don't we say the same thing by gerushin? So even though she had a cheskes heter l'shok, but why don't you say chalitza misafik? The Gemara says if you say that by gerushin, if you say she does chalitza, people might come to do yibam. Whereas if you say, but we're not worried about that by the Safik Kedushin, because if you do end up doing Yibam, it's not the end of the world, because really she has a cheskes had to leave him anyway. Okay. The Gemara then asks a question on this. We have a Mishnah, I think it's a Mishnah, that says if a house falls on the husband and the Tzara, we don't know who died first. If the husband died first, there's no Yibam. If the Erva died first, there is Yibam. So we say the Tzara does Chalitza. So here too, you told us by our Mishnah that a Safik, we don't do Chalitza, because if you say Chalitza, you'll come to do Yibam. And the woman had a Cheskes Hetel Lashuk. So here too, why don't we say this lady had a Cheskes Hetel Lashuk and shouldn't need Chalitza? The Gemara answer is, well, that's a weird case, so we need to make Gzeiros by weird cases. Even the house falling on people, that's a not normal case. Or, you could answer that by Gerushin, you could say that the Rabbanan figured out if it was closer to him or her. But here, there's no way that the Rabbanan figured it out. So everyone's going to know it's a Safik. Mimele, you'll have no issue of if people see doing Chalitza, they'll come to the Yivam, they'll know it's because it's a Safik and they only did it as a Chumra. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, but we do have a Mishnah that says exactly this case. It says if it was Safik Karablo, Safik Karablo. And it says that she can't marry a Kohen Misafik, and if she's an Erva, her Tzara does Chalitza. I won't be worried if you say Chalitza, they'll come to do Yibam. The Gemara says that case is talking about where there are two sets of witnesses. Each one said that it was closer to the other one. So that's a Safik Daraisa. That's a Safik Daraisa. So now there's no Chazak anymore. The whole reason we said don't do Chalitza is because there's really a Cheskes Heter Lashuk. But if you have two witnesses, each saying that they saw a curve to the other one, so then the chazaka is gone, and that's why we have to say in that case that you need a chalikta. Whereas our Mishnah is not talking about that. Okay, the Gemara says back to that, no, that's not true. When there's two sets of witnesses, it's really Safik Derabanan, and the chazaka does work. And you can see about from the case of the guy who is itim chalim, itim shota, sometimes crazy and sometimes normal. And two Edom said that he sold something when he was fully lucid. And two Edom said, no, he sold it when he was crazy. And there we go with Chazaka. And besides that, who said our Mishnah is talking about two sets of Edom? Doesn't say that. So therefore, Abaye and Rava both say that forget everything we said till now. Really, Safik Karavla goes on both. It's going on the marriage and the divorce cases. It's yes, relevant by Gerushin as well. Gemara then says, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Zehu Safik Kedushin? What is it coming to exclude? Obviously, the Zehu Safik Gerushin is Lav Dafka, because we're saying it means the one in the Reisha too. But what does Zehu Safik Kedushin mean then? It means that if you didn't write the Zman in the Kedushin, that is not a Safik, because there is no Takana of Zman on the Kedushin. Then the Gemara wants to know, why were they not Masakin Zman B'Kedushin, and they were Masakin by Gerushin? So the Gemara says there's two reasons that they were Masakin Zman B'Gerushin. One is to know when the Piri go to the wife, when they stop being owned by the husband. And secondly, to know, because Hashem Yechap El Bas Achoso, because maybe he's going to be married to his niece, and she'll be Mazana, and he'll feel bad for her. So he'll say, I divorced her last week. So really, she wasn't Mazana. So therefore, we have Zman by Kedushin. So why don't those apply by Kedushin? So they don't apply by Kedushin because there is no Peiros that go to the husband just from Kedushin, so that's not relevant. And as far as Shem Yechap Bas Achoso, so either they didn't make a takana because most people are not Mekadosh Bishtar, or because what's the point of writing a takana? Make a takana to write this man. Whoever is holding the shtar will erase it. The husband will erase it. The wife will erase it. By Kedushin, if there's no Zman, you always assume she wasn't married as late as possible, which is exactly what they want if he's being Mechap on her. Whereas by Gerushin, you always assume they were married till the last minute. So therefore, if they erase it, that's not helpful. So that's why they're Mesakin Zman by Gerushin only and not by Kedushin. The next Mishnah says if you have three brothers married to three unrelated women, and then one dies, and brother number two does Maimer, and then he dies. So now the third brother has these two women, and one of them has a Zika from two houses, kind of, because she had Maimer from the second brother. So the Gemara says that they do Chalitza and not Yibam, because she has anyone who has two Zikas, you have to do Chalitza and not Yibam. Rabbi Shimon says you could do Yibam to either one you want, because Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that Maimer is either Kona, Kenyan, Gomer, or nothing. So therefore, he says you could do Yibam to whichever one you want, because if the Maimer worked, it worked. And if it didn't, it didn't. It wouldn't make a difference. You do Yibam to one, and you do Chalitza to the other, because just in case the Maimer didn't work, so then you need to do Chalitza to the second wife. But again, the Rabbanan say, no matter what, you can only do Chalitza, because they have a gzera of anyone who comes from two houses, meaning not really, this lady who has two Zikas, rather, who has Midrabbanan, two Zikas, since she had Maimer, we say it looks bad, it's going to look like if you have two Yavamas from one house, it's going to look like you can do, you should do Yibam to one, and Chalitza, you should do Yibam to both, which you cannot do if they come from the same house. So the Gemara says, then suggests, okay, so fine, so do Yibam to one, do Chalitza to the one who has the two Zikas on her, and do Yibam to the other, and then you won't have a problem. The Gemara says, no, you won't have a problem, because people are going to say again, they look like they're from the same house, because of that Maimer, and people are going to say, oh, you see, you're allowed to do Yibam, and then Chalitza, in the same house, or you must do Yibam, and then Chalitza. The Gemara says, what's so terrible if that happens? So people do Yibam, then they'll waste their time doing Chalitza, what's the big deal? Where it says, well, we're afraid, what if they did it the other way? If two women were really part of one house and you did Chalitza to one, then you cannot do Yibam to the other, because because of all that, we have this Gzera that they both have to do, they both can't do Yibam, you have to do Chalitza to both of them. Rava then says that what happens if, in this case, with the three brothers, and one died and one does Maimer, what if that brother then gave a get to the Maimer, explicitly said he's not giving a get to the Zika, he's giving a get specifically to the Maimer. So what he gave, he's taking away. Do we say you still have the problem of that it looks like she's coming from two houses or not, or we do not? It looks like she's coming from one house, or do we not say that? So the Gemara has two versions in Rava. The first version of Rava says, no, it's still a problem. Because people are going to be confused of a case where he gave a get, and he meant to give a get to the Zika, in which case you can't do Yibam. Or another version of Rava is that it does work, and we're not worried about this, and therefore you could do Yibam. To be clear, both of these versions of Rava are saying you can do Yibam to the Tzara. You can do Yibam to the one that he's actually married to. the question was whether you could choose to do Yibum to the one that had the Maimer done to her after she got a get. Do you say that the get makes it that you'll get confused with the normal lady who got a get? Or do you say that, no, the get takes away whatever she had, and now they're back to square one, and like nothing happened, and you could even do Yibum if you wanted to the woman who you had originally done Maimer to? That's the Shaila, that's the Machlokas in Rav, in the two versions of Rava, whether you could do Yibum to that lady that originally had Maimer done to her. Okay, and then we have a Mishnah of two brothers married to two sisters, and one of them dies, and then after that one brother dies, the other brother's wife dies, so now she's no longer an Achas Isha, but it's too late, because Kivin Shnetzra Asha Achas, Nesra Lava Lamas. The Gemara says, asks, what's the Chiddush of this Mishnah? We said it before, in the case before, where it was even two people, and we said this Chiddush. The Gemara says, you're right, there's no Chiddush. The thought, the original case before, where she wasn't Nidcha from the whole house, was maybe mutter. Anyway, but there's no chiddush. They're both, in any case, it's a case of hol v'nasra shachas, nasra lamas. There's no real chiddush in our Mishnah. Okay, then we have, what if you are, this is like out of nowhere, we have, if you were ba'ala, in this case, where you have a woman with an eshesach and an achas isha, meaning there's no yibam because she's an erva, so now you have erva eshesach, you have erva achas isha, are you chayiv mishum shtayim, or you chayiv mishum achas? So we have a Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, you're a Chayiv twice. Rabbi Shimon says, you're only Chayiv on Eshesach alone. So now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shimon, if Rabbi Shimon holds that you're only Chayiv Mishum Eshesach, and the Achas Isha isn't Chal, so then do Yibam. What's the problem? The Gemara says, well, since Achas Isha is waiting to fall if Eshesach goes away, therefore Eshesach never goes away. Okay. So the issue seems to be with Reb Shimon that Ein Yisra Chal Aliser, which must mean that Rabbi Yossi, who says Yerchaim Shtayim, must not hold of Ein Yisra Chal Aliser. The Gemara says that we have a Braisa that says someone who's ba al chamoso shehi eishas ish, right? If you're someone's ba on their mother-in-law who's married, so then the Tanakhama there holds you get the stricter punishment, which happens to be in that case chamoso, which gets sreif as opposed to eishas ish, which is bechenek. But Rabbi Yossi says he gets whichever happens first. Okay, whichever happens first, sounds like it's because he holds him in Yisra Chal Aliser. So the Gemara answers, that's different, because Rabbi Yossi agrees by an Isser Mosif that you're Chayiv on both. And that would help us if Eshesach came second, of course, because then Eshesach is being Asering more people on her. But if Achos Isha came second, so then that is not an Isser Mosif, so that would not help us, that would be an Isser Kolal. Because if Eshesach comes second, so when you do the Eshesach, now the more people are usher on this lady, that's what we call an Isser Mosif, where the Chaticha becomes more usher. So more people become usher on this lady, the brothers become more usher. If Achas Isha comes second, so then he the guy is Mekadosh, is usher to more ladies, more people, right? But she is not more usher to more people. So that would be an Isser Kolal, and that would not help us. So Rava says, Ren, Rabbi Yossi says, you're Chayiv Shtayim. He doesn't mean it, you're not Chayiv Shtayim. He means, you're not chayiv to chatos. He means that you're a very bad person. And the nafkamina is that we bury you among the Rishayim Gemurim. That's what he means. Okay, then we bring a bunch of braises about this. We have, if a czar was shemish b'shabbos, that's, a czar can't be mishamish anyway, certainly not on Shabbos, that's two averos. Or you have a balmum, who is mishamish b'toma, again, two problems. Or you had a czar that ate from a bird that had malika done to it. The czar can't eat that food, let alone malika is nevela for him. So in all those cases, Reb Chiya says you're chayiv twice, and Bar Kapara says once, you're only chayiv once. And they both swore that they were right, the Rebbe said like them. So they seem to argue about whether the Isser of Shabbos, Tumah, and Malika, when those were became mutter, for let's say the right people, we say, you're allowed to bring a carbon on Shabbos. You're allowed to bring a carbon betumah if the tzibur needs it. Or a malika. All those yisurim that are mutter. Was it that it was hutter for kohanim tamimim? Like, is that who it was mutter for when they mattered it? Or was it mattered for all? That's what it sounds like from reading the Gemara, but the Gemara then says, no, that's not really what they're arguing about. What they're arguing about is whether Rabbi Yossi held Ein Isser Chal Aliser by Ein Isser Kolal or not. Which should mean all these cases were in Isser Kolo. So Gemara questions, how can we have an Isser Kolo by Zar and Malika? In other words, by the other two, you can have an Isser Kolo, because a Zar is Usser in all Avoda, and then Shabbos comes along and makes him Usser to do other things besides Avoda. Or a Baal Mum is Usser in all Avoda, and then Tumah makes them Usser in eating other things besides Avoda. But Malika and Zar, that has to happen at the same time. Because Zar by Malika means after you did Malika, beforehand it's Aver Menachai, so the Isser Zaris is only relevant when someone can eat it. So after you do Malika, that's when the Isser Zaris hits, and that's when the Isser Nevela hits. So they come at the exact same second. So that can't be an Isser Kol, it's an Isser Basachas. So therefore the Gemara changes course and says the Machlokas Rabbi Chiya Bar Kabara is about how many times Rabbi Yossi is Mechayev in the case of Basachas. Okay, so now that we worked out that Zar and Malika can only be Basachas, okay, so how do you have the Isser of Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos and Tuma by a Baal Mum? How do you have that be Basachas? So you have to say it's a case of where he became an adult on Shabbos. So the Isser Zaris and Shabbos came at the same time. Or he was a Baal Mum and Tamei when he became an adult. Or you could say that he chopped off his finger with a tummy knife. Okay. That's how you have it. So that's how all the cases can be in a case of Basachas. So the Gemara says that it still has a problem with this. Because they both swore that Rebbe told them what they said. So there has to be a way of each one understanding how Bar Kapara understood that his Rebbe Chiya made a mistake. But Rebbe, of course, told them what he said, and they're not lying. So it has to be that there's some way of explaining why Rebbe would have told them that. So when Rebbe said what he said to Bar Kapara, that you're chayev only once, Rebbe Chiya would say, oh, I understand that. He meant according to Reb Shimon. But how you can explain, according to Bar Kapara, why Rebbe told him the person was chayev twice when Bar Kapara holds that even Reb Yossi holds you're only chayev once. And the other possibility is the same question. If you say that they're arguing according to Reb Shimon, then how would Reb Chiya understand how Bar Kapara was told that the person is only chayev once? The Gemara says in this question, Reb Chiya could say that Rebbe said you're only chayev once by the first two cases where he meant an Isser Kolel, but by the last case of Zar Umalika, that Bar Kapara thought was the same, and it is not. I don't know if they said that so clear, I'm just going to say it again. In other words, the Gemara is saying, really it could be that they're arguing in Reb Shimon. Reb Chiya would understand that, again, Reb Chiya says you're chayev twice. In the case of Basachas, even according to Reb Shimon, you're chayev twice. So why was Bar Kapara told you're chayev once? That was by the case of an Isser Kolel. And Rabbi Bar Kapara made the mistake of assuming it was even in the case of Basachas. Okay, the Gemara then brings a brisa that definitively disproves Bar Kapara. So you're chayev twice. Okay, then the Gemara tries to figure out what the Shabbos issue is with the Zar bringing a carbon. So if the issue is Shechita is Ksera Bazar. So what's wrong with that? It's not a Shabbos issue. The bringing of the blood is just tiltil ba'alma. If it's the haktara itself, so what if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that havar is just a laugh? So what is the Shabbos issue? So the Gemara says it's talking about a shechitas parasha kohen gadol, according to the one who says that it's puzzled by anyone other than a kohen gadol. So that shechita is not ksher bazar. Another answer is that we're only talking about a case about chayvi chatos. And even if Havar is just the lav, we're not talking about only Chayv Chatos. And even if Havar is just the lav, so what? That counts. So in other words, when they said Chayv Shtayim, they didn't mean Chayv Shtayim Chatos. They meant Chayv two Averos. Whatever. But not that we're not talking about Chayv Chatos. So the Isser Shabbos is just possibly the Isser lav of Havar. Okay, next. Next Mishnah. Okay, then we have the Mishnah of the switching. Two people gave Kiddushin to two women and they were switched. So it's possible that they're chayev on Eshes Ish, Eshes Ach, Achos Isha, and Ida if were applicable, so that would all be Shaykh, they'd be chayev on all of those if two women got kedushin and they got switched. And they also cannot remarry their original husbands for 3 months because of havchana, to see who they were pregnant from. But if they're children, since children don't typically get pregnant, they can go back to their husbands immediately. But they are pasul l'truma if they were kohanos. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, were these women switched on purpose or not? Meaning, we're talking about b'mezid or not? So, we can't be talking about, the Gemara says, it can't be talking about mezid, because we're not talking about Rishayim that switched their wives on purpose. And also, Rebbe Chiya says that there's 16 chatos in this Mishnah, and there's no chatos if they did it on purpose. Nor would we return them to their, the children to their husbands, because it's a mezid. The Gemara rejects that last part, because pitik tan onesu. Okay, we would return the adult women after 3 months. So must not be talking about mezid. Okay, it's talking about a shogi. Now we want to know, who is it that holds that you can have an Isser Kolel, an Isser Mosif, and an Isser Basachas B'chayev on all of them? And that is Rav Meir, because we have a Mishnah that says that if a Tameh eats Chelev and Nosar, which is Hektish, and Yom Kippur, the Chayev for Chatos and an Asham. And Rav Meir adds that if it was Shabbos too, and you walked around outside with them in your mouth, you'd be Chayev on Hutzah as well. And the Rabbanon just say that Shabbos is not the same Shemisser. Okay, but Rav Meir holds, so we know Rav Meir holds that you're Chayev in all of them. So how are these are all Isser Mosif, Isser Kol? Where do you get that? So the Hektish and Nosar are going to be an Isser Mosif, since it became Asr Bahanah, when you made it hektish, and it's asul mizbeach when it becomes noser, so that's an extra isser in the chafta itself. So that's why those are isser mosifs. Again, mosif on the isser chelev. So you know it's born with an isser chelev. You're mosif on it noser. You're mosif on it hektish, and then yom kippur and tameh is an isser kolel. I think we forgot to mention Tameh before. Anyway, so Yom Kippur and Tameh are an Isser Kolel because he's now Usser in other foods and other Kachim. Right? Yom Kippur makes him an Usser in other foods. Tameh makes him other an Usser in other Kachim. So those are an Isser Kolel. And the Isser Shabbos and Isser Yom Kippur happen at the same second. So that's the Isser Basachas. Okay. Okay, so if it's like Rav Meir, so then who of Rav Meir's Rebosim is this going like? Because Rav Meir says it is Rebbeim, Rav Elazar and Rishua argue about Ta B'dvar Mitzvah, V'asa Mitzvah. I'm sorry, V'lo Asa Mitzvah. Ta B'dvar Mitzvah, V'lo Asa Mitzvah. Are you Chayiv or not? And here he's trying to do a mitzvah, he's trying to get married. So either he holds like Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar holds Ta B'dvar Mitzvah, V'lo Asa Mitzvah is Chayiv. So maybe he holds like Rav Elazar. Or it could be, it even goes like Rav Yeshua. He even goes like Rabbi Yeshua, holds a tub advar mitzvah, also mitzvah is pater. But still, maybe that's only a case where you're in a big bahala. Like the case over there was talking about, with the case where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua argue about is a case of Mila. So there's a big bahala, but here, Kedushin, where nobody's in any rush. So maybe even there, maybe by us, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you are Chayev. And that's why you're Chayev for all these things. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? We have a Mishnah that says that if someone is eating truma and then finds out that they're a ben grusha, ben chalutz, and they're not allowed to eat truma, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're pater. So you see there's no bahala. And Rabbi Yeshua says, ta b'dvar mitzvah, you're a pater. So the Gemara answers that that's talking about Erev Pesach, where you're eating it quickly, so it won't become nasa, so there's a bahala there too. Okay. Another possibility is that our mission is like Rabbi Shimon, and the whole mission is talking about basachas. It's all one big case of basachas. As not Rav Meir, that you're chayiv in Isser Kolel and so all that. No, it's all talking about it happened all but Basachas, and it's going like Rav Shimon. So how are you going to have a case of Basachas with all those stories? So it's easy to do most of them where you have just one the shliach of the boys meets the shliach of the girls, and they give them a Kedushin. But the case of Nida, you're going to have to say, he's talking about where they were all kids, and they gave a kid, and the woman was a Nida, they were Nidas, but they were still children, so nothing counts. And then they were Moser Kedushin while they were still kids to be Chal the next day when they become adults. So this way, all the Yisurim come when they become adults, and the Kedushin is Chal at that same time, so it's all Chal at the same second. You see, of course, that seems that you can give a kedushin when you're a child to be chal the next day when you're a gadol. Okay, now we have a side point that we said that the Mishnah said that a woman has to be separated from her husband for 3 months because of havchana. But the Gemara asks, don't we say that a woman can't become pregnant from Bir Rishona? So why do you need 3 months? They just got married. And if you're talking about a case where they were boel more times, then there'd be more than 16 chatos. I remember we said Rebbe Chiya says it's 16 chatos in our Mishnah. Gemara says that's no taina, because and if you're going to be chayev on every bia, then you're going to be chayev on every koach anyway. So anyway, nothing would make sense, no matter what you say. So rather, our Mishnah is only talking about the first bia anyway, so that's not a kasha. Then the Gemara asked that Tamar became pregnant from her first bia. Answer, she was Miachab Etzba, and that which she was married to Erev Onan, those didn't count because he was Bol Her Shalokadarka. Erev did it to not ruin her beauty, and Onan did it so that, because he knew the kid would not be his. Gemara also says that a Kala is not Metame from Bia Rishona, according to Rabbi Huda, from a Drusha, since it's not Roy Lesaber, but the Chachamim only patered a case of Hara and Shlokadarka from Tuma Banapi Rishona. Okay, if a woman gets divorced, the Gemara says, without any intention of remarrying for 10 years, she won't be able to get pregnant again. But if she has in mind to remarry, then there's no problem. Okay, Shmuel says that all women who are novellas have to wait 3 months before they get remarried, even if she's a child where she couldn't have gotten pregnant. The only exception is a Gioris Mishachreris child. A Gioris or a Mishachreris who is a child. So the Gemara explains that if the child did Miyun, talking about regular Yisraelis, if she did Miyun, then she doesn't need 3 months. Despite what we said from Shmuel, it's not talking about that case. If it's a case of Miyun, she doesn't need 3 months. If she got a get from her husband, then she does need 3 months. But we're talking about kid is a znus. In the case of znus, then she needs 3 months, even though a child can't get pregnant because it's a gzera atu a gadola. Our Mishnah says the child can be returned right away. That's because the story of switching wives is not shchiach at all. Okay, that's the first version of Shmuel. Second version of Shmuel says that a child does not need to wait 3 months, since znus by a child isn't shchiach, nor does a gyaris or mishachreris adult. So then the Gemara says that the Gyaris or Mishachreris, or like Gyaris or Mishachreris adult, is a Machlokas Tanaim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to wait 3 months, and Rabbi Yossi says not to. And the Machlokas is a woman who is Mazana, Mishapeches, Yofa, Yofa, or not. Because we assume that a Gyaris or Mishachreris before, when they were still Big Yusan, they were Mazana. So the question is, are they Mishapech, Yofa, Yofa? So Rabbi Yehuda says that they are not, and therefore they need to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi says they are, and therefore they do not need to wait 3 months. According to that version, Shmuel is going like Rabbi Yossi, who says that a woman is misapechas yafa yafa, therefore she does not need to wait 3 months from znus. Again, it's not completely clear, you know, from the lashon of Shmuel, a regular Yisraelis who is mizana. According to this Lishna Basra, regular Yisraelis who's Mazana, does she have to wait? If you say all women who are Mazana are Mesapechas Yafa Yafa, does that mean a regular Yisraelis by Znus does not need to wait 3 months? Or is there something special about a Gioris adult does not need to wait, but for some reason the Yisraelis does? It's actually not so clear. It's a Machlokas Rishonim and a Machlokas in the Poskim. Okay, last thing is the Mishnah says that if she was a Kohenes, she is Pasul Truma. Gemara explains that even though a Kohenes married to Yisrael, who is Nance, can stay married, if she goes back to her original home, she can't eat Truma. Even when her husband dies, she goes back to her original home. Not gets divorced. Even if her husband dies, and she goes back to her father's house, she can't eat Truma because she was Nifsala.